What's good?
We back, man, for another Overreaction Monday, second one in the NFL season, September 20th. I'm one half of the Man to Man pod, Darius Butler. Got my co-host, Antoine Bethea.
What's good?
Let's get it. Crazy. What a great game last night. Two of the best young quarterbacks in the league, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. We're going to get to that. We obviously got to start with how this week started off. Thursday night football, we had another divisional rivalry, Washington football team and the New York Giants. I think we both took the football team to win it and cover the spreads. We're wrong on one side, right on the other, man. What you thought about the game? Because, you know, I've been tough on Danny Dimes. And right. I've been high on Heineke, but you've been in Danny Dimes. I'm gonna call him Danny Dimes now. But how you feeling about the game?
It was a good game, man. I thought Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones came out and played. I thought he played well. You know, I know we had like a conversation afterwards, and you thought Heineke played better that night. I said, man, if it wasn't from
either or,
if it wasn't for my man Dexter Lawrence, and that call could be.
Hey.
I think he got a good jump.
That was close.
That looked real close.
That looked like on further review. That looked like a damn good jump off the ball. He was right next to the ball.
He was right there. But I thought it was a great game. I think those those divisional games are always tough. And they set it out, you know, coming before that. Danny Dimes, he plays well against the Giants, you know. So I thought he played well. He ran the ball good. Threw the ball good, you know. One questionable drop pass. Some say, you know, it was an overthrow. You know,
what did you say? What did AB say?
Make the catch.
Okay, you say make the catch with Slater. That's my guy. I wish we had that video. But you say make the catch. We've seen too many receivers make it, and I feel you on that. It wasn't a routine catch though. People was killing him like he just dropped like a. Hit one hand, overstretch. He was wide ass open. Maybe Danny could have put a little better ball on him. But I say it's a slight overthrow. It would have been a great fingertip, outstretched catch.
Hit the palm of his right hand. Make the catch, baby.
So 4-1, you picking that off.
Oops. Hey, I was looking for some video of my one hand catch when
I gotta find it. Oh no!
Hey, oops!
Thursday night prime time. You know, big time players make big time plays. Danny Dimes, he also had a very questionable holding call in that game. Yeah. He had like a long 50-yard rush for a touchdown. Which, you know, these refs, man, we're gonna get to that too. We're gonna talk about these refs. We're gonna talk about some early. Way too early MVP conversations. Which 0-2 teams are the best 0-2 teams? Which of these 2-0 teams, you know, are pretenders maybe? And then, you know, obviously talk about this Monday night game coming up. But first and foremost, we got to start with that Sunday night football, man. These primetime games, I mean, you had the one, you know, lopsided victory with the Rams and Bears last week one Sunday night football. But outside of that, these primetime games, they've been – You know, they've been
not disappointing.
Amazing, you know, regardless of the matchup, man. What did you think about the game last night?
Great game, man. Great game out there in Baltimore. Like you said, you know, two young, great quarterbacks that we're going to have in the league for a long time, man. And it was going, man, punch for punch, heavyweight fight. And I love to see it. And then I think, obviously, how Lamar Jackson started the game to how he finished the game, that showed a lot about just his
grit.
His attitude and his grit, man. I loved it. I love to see it. And him being able to finish the game off with the 4th-and-1 run. So it was a great game, man. Great game. Pete Mahomes, man, doing his thing. But, you know, bonehead pick towards the end. And then, you know, with the fumble at the end of the game, that was tough. But hey, that's why we watch the game, man, to see them two great young quarterbacks lead their team, man. So I love to see it.
Yeah, you spoke on it already with Lamar, man. And the game, I mean, it couldn't have started out any worse. You know, Sammy Watkins slipped. He threw it right into the chest of Honey Badger. Shout out to Honey Badger. He was out there, missed week one with, you know, coming back from COVID protocols. and got out there first drive of the game, right between the 3 and 2. He took it to the crib, you know, doing what he does. And then he had another one later in the quarter where he kind of fooled him pre-snap. He fooled Lamar pre-snap. And I thought it was a bad throw anyway, even without the Badger there. But like you said, bounce back. It's always a lot of football left. And I would say from that second pick on, you know, he was, you know, damn near flawless all the way up until that last play, 4th and 1. I'm like, yo, y'all got to go for it. Like, it ain't nowhere in hell you got kick this ball back to 15, because both of those defenses were struggling all night, you know, to get stops against those quarterbacks, which, I mean, they're, you know, two former MVPs already. So great game. I hope we get to see that matchup again, maybe in the playoffs. But phenomenal game from start to finish. And, you know, way to have them onions, Harbaugh, end of the game.
Yeah.
Hey, Lamar, you want to go for it? We all knew that answer. There's no way in hell they're going to say, nah, let's punt this joint.
I love to see that, man. I love to see that coach having, you know, the trust in his players, you know. And even on the Kansas City side of the ball, the way – P. Mahomes was calling him up on that last possession. I'm sitting on the couch like, yo, keep the ball in his hands. Like, you know, I know they wanted to run the clock out. They had the timeouts or whatever the case may be. So they was going to run it down and kick the field goal. But my thing was like, keep the ball in 15 hands.
I feel you. But like you said, you're trying to, because you're not trying to give it to 8. You're trying to score, but you're not trying to give it to 8.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like that's kind of hindsight. You know, that's one of them Cam Newton hindsight is 50-50.
Man, hell no. Nah, I was saying that, you know, on the couch, man. Keep the ball in 15 hand, yo. Keep the ball in his hand.
Nah, too far. He got a hold on to that, man. And that was a great play because never saw the rook coming from his left side. He came out and he 99. I think he's the one that led to that pick earlier in the game too, when Mahomes tried to keep the play alive and threw it. 99 came up. Oway, I believe his name is. And punched the joint right out, and they jumped on top of that. I can't blame Andy Reid for that call, because you go back to the Super Bowl, that was one of the big – hey, your O-line banged up, run the ball a little more, you know, woo-de-woo. They went drafted Clyde Edwards in the first round last year. He got a hold on to that ball. He got a hold on to that ball.
I'm not pointing no fingers or blaming nobody, but I'm just, you know, me. I'm keeping that ball in 15 hands at that time.
I feel you. I said, keep it. You got to blame it on 2-5. You're going to point it anywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, so matter of fact, we might as well just jump into this first mailbag question, because it relates to that game and what we're talking about. Remember, this is the email to send these mailbag questions. We got probably the most today. We're going to get to 4 of them. It's the first one from Nicholas Riley Popovich again. Shout out to Nick. In reference to Harbaugh asking Lamar if he wanted to go for it on the 4th down in the close game to close the game, do a lot of coaches ask their quarterbacks or the best players to make that decision? As a player, would you like a coach who puts those type of situations in the hands of the QB, or would you rather have a coach make those decisions?
Man, I would say it's all about that relationship, the type of relationship that quarterback, OC or head coach has, and just the belief that the coach has in his player. Obviously, I think you could just tell throughout the game the type of relationship that Lamar and Coach Harbaugh has. I think it was one time the clock was running down. Harbaugh called a timeout, and Lamar ran to the sideline like, yo, chill. I got this.
Yeah, I got this.
Yep. And then they dapped up, and Harbaugh was like, all right, my fault. So you could just tell the type of relationship that they have. And again, I think it's all about the confidence of, am I confident enough to put the ball in my playmaker's hand, my best player hand, and we go ahead and convert this? And am I willing to fall on that sword too for my player? You know what I mean? So it just depends on that relationship. And obviously last night you've seen they have a great one. But I know I've been in situations on the defensive side of the ball where the D coordinator will be like, what you want to run?
What you want, AB?
Like, yeah, what you want? Like, okay, boom. And we'll call the play and we'll rock. So it just depends on that relationship.
For sure, I'm right there with you, and that shows great leadership by Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. You know, great coaching, because like you said, like, you already know that answer. If you ask a player, you ask a quarterback, you know, it's a big problem if you ask your quarterback if you want to go for a 4th and 1 game on the line and he says no, and it all always go back to that 4th and 2 game against you guys. And I don't know if the question was asked to Brady, but I'm sure he would have said, hell yeah, let's go for it on that fourth and two. Mm-hmm. Belichick made that decision, and then we lost. It didn't, you know, it didn't work out. But then that following day when the team meeting, he looked us all in the face and said, hey, one thing you're never going to be able to say about me as a coach is, you know, that I was scared. You know, win, lose, or draw, I trust y'all to go out there and get it done, and I'm going to make the best decision that I think is best for the team. So it was great leadership by Harbaugh. Huh?
Were y'all season over after that? After that meeting, that talk y'all had?
Nah.
I'm awful.
Hey, I mean, that shit still hurt. But like you said, you got to respect that from your leader. And I loved it, man. I loved it. I think that they were in that situation a couple years ago too. And he asked me if he wanted to go for it. But you know, put in their hands. I know all the analytics guys were out there. You gotta go for it. You gotta go for it. You know, I like it. I love it. Yeah. And I like the coach asking it. You know, that's a good relationship because those guys are out there. They got to execute, and they got to know that the coaches have that trust, you know, in the players. Outside of that, man, what we had a lot of good games, man. The Raiders. Let's talk about the Raiders real quick. Yeah, the Raiders-Steelers game. This was one of those games that a lot of people were split on. I had the Steelers actually winning this game and the Raiders covering. Where did you go in this game?
I had the same. Raiders cover.
How worried are you about Big Ben right now, man? Because I
was actually on the Ben train coming into the year. You know, coming off the injury, felt as though you know he could come back. You know, savvy vet. You got some weapons on the offensive side of the ball. I know the old line is a little shaky, but I thought, you know, Big Ben would be able to come out and do some things, man. But the way he's been looking these first 2 weeks, man, I don't know. And again, I don't want to rush this. I don't want to overreact, even though it is overreaction Monday. So, but I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah, that Father Time is undefeated.
Nah. It was. It used to be. Tom Brady done caught his ass slipping. Tom Brady done caught Father Time slipping.
They in a heavyweight fight, but Father Time ain't gonna lose. Trust and believe that.
Hey, Father Time is down on the cards for the last few years. He threw 44, and he ain't falling off. You called him breaking some records last year with that offense. Yeah. And now with everybody coming back and them having more continuity over there, it looked like it's, you know, he, what, 8-9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, I think, between, you know, through the first 2 games. Gronk looked like he about to lead the league in touchdowns again. So
he got 4 tugs.
Brady and the avocado ice cream got Father Time as on the rope.
They in a heavyweight fight.
But Father Time, he done caught up to Big Ben. I think he's not looking good. Can he turn it around? Possibly. Defense is still good. They kind of got exposed a little bit on the back end, gave up some big plays. Henry Ruggs, man, he's showing up this year. Derek Carr.
Yeah.
We knew, balling. I trusted him at the quarterback position more than Big Ben going into the game. I just thought the Steelers would pull out a close one at home. But are they for real? Are the Raiders for real? Is Derek Carr for real?
Man, I've always thought Derek Carr was a good quarterback. You know, I think sometimes at that quarterback position, I mean, it's one of your – it's the prime time position. So obviously you can get some love when you're not supposed to get it, and you can get some hate when you're not supposed to get it as well. That just comes with the position. But Derek Carr is playing some good football. Playing some great football. You know, the weapons around him are helping him out, you know.
Yeah.
And even on the defensive side of the ball, they flying around. So I think the Raiders are a good team, man. I think they always play Kansas City well. So hey, 2-0 right now. At the top of the division with the Broncos. So I think they're a real deal.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give it to them. I think they're the real deal.
Raiders real deal right now. Obviously a good division, you know, out there with the Broncos, who are also 2-0. So the Broncos led by Teddy Two Gloves, and that defense are 2-0. Raiders are 2-0. And now you got the Chiefs 1-1, Chargers 1-1. So you say Raiders are the real deal. They started off 2-0 last year, I believe, too. I'm going to give them a couple more games, but Derek Carr been showing up, man. They won that game without, you know, the top dog at running back. Jacobs was out. and they stepped up, man. So you know, you got to give it to him. Got to give it to him and Gruden. They built that big, beautiful ass stadium. Gruden got that $100 million contract. So hey, these are the results we need to be seeing.
He better show up.
Yeah, he better show something. You know, we got 7-2-0 teams right now. The LA Rams beat our Colts in a close one yesterday. San Francisco 49ers end up beating the Eagles. Got the Raiders, Tampa Bay Bucks, Super Bowl champs, Carolina Panthers, Sam Darnold's.
Real deal.
Carolina Panthers.
I tried to tell you about Sammy D.
Also 2-0. So, Sam Darnold.
I tried to tell you, brother.
I'm seeing some chatter on my timeline. Like, hey, you know, is it time for you to apologize to Sam Darnold?
I tried to tell you.
He said he stunk. So what you think about Sam Darnold right now? Out there in Carolina, got his guys 2-0. That's around your way.
Yeah, again. Again.
The buzz like out there.
Again, it's not all Sam Darnold, but Sam Darnold is playing well, right? So you got to look at the defensive side of the ball. Defense is playing phenomenal, right? Front four is getting out.
Reddick out there. He got 3 sacks already.
Got 2 sacks. So playing phenomenal, right? You look on the offensive side of the ball, C-Mac is doing C-Mac things. You know what I'm saying? C-Mac is doing C-Mac things. So, again, to my point, when we were talking about Sam Darnold, when he was with the Jets, I know you said you broke down some film and there was some throws that he was seeing ghosts. And my thing was, you have to put people around these quarterbacks to get a real evaluation of what this player is, right?
Okay.
And I just feel as though right now he's in an organization that
Joe Brady know out what they're there. Doing.
So
let me peek these stats real quick.
Okay. And then on the flip side, you look at the young boy Zach Wilson out there, the Jets, where Sam D came from, and it's the same story.
Yeah, so Sam Darnold, I think he looks good. To me, his talent was never in doubt, never in question. It was always about the decision making. He made some shitty decisions out there in New York. Like you said, Adam Gase, the weapons around him, or lack of weapons around him, I'm sure attributed to some of that. And he looks good. He looks comfortable out there with Joe Brady in that offense. It's Joe Brady's second year in the league as an offensive coordinator. Christian McCaffrey's back healthy. That's always a great weapon to have on your team. It's just good weapons around. He went over 300, I think, yesterday. So, hey, Sam Darnold does not stink. He does stink. Like AP said, you put some guys around him.
You got to clip this one up. We got to clip this one up.
Hey, it was all about decision-making for me. When I made the clip, I made a QB report on Sam Darnold, actually.
We got some excuses in here.
It was good Sam, bad Sam. Good Sam, but it was too much bad Sam. So it's good to see it. It's good to see it in Carolina. It's good to see it for him. I like that fan base down there. That, you know, I played a year down there. And now on the flip side of that, what's up with these Saints, man?
Hey. Hold on. Nakiba talking about we had 8 players.
Nakiba got in front of it.
We got a lot of excuses going on out here.
And I picked the Saints. Did you pick the Saints in this game too?
Nah, I didn't. I picked the Panthers.
Okay. Good man. Smart man. So I picked the Saints in this one. And what one of my concerns was all of those coaches being out with being COVID. And that's another story right there, because that story was very, I feel, underreported on. But anyway, a lot of coaches being out. I saw that right before the game, a rookie quarterback, Ian Book, he was responsible for the substitutions and things like that offensively. And we know, me and you know, obviously all the things that go on behind the scenes that the assistant coaches are responsible for. Every coach kind of has their own, maybe it's signals, maybe it's substitutions. Yeah. You know, it's all these different things. So I did have some concern going into it, but I'm like, Sean Payton, offensive head coach, he'll be able to figure it out. But, man, Jameis Winston, 11 for 22, 111 yards, 2 interceptions.
2 picks.
Is this right? Alvin Kamara, 8 carries, 5 yards?
Hey, look at here, man. This Panthers defense is the real deal. On all three levels, and that's what you need. You got them boys up front, can get after the quarterback. You got your backers. You got Shaq Thompson. You got Jeremy Chin on the back. You got Horn, Young Horn at the corner. Hey.
11 hits on Jameis. That's tough. That's tough. And I know I've talked about, you know, last year they went all every draft pick was a defensive draft pick. You win, you add Brian, you got Brian Burns, like you said, the guys you just mentioned, Derrick Brown, Jeremy Chin, and we had Manny Man alum, JC Horn, you know, Dante Action Jackson still back there. You bring in Reddick, who Matt Rule is familiar with from his days in Temple. Hey, that's a tough out. That's a tough out. And you got Sam Darnold, who obviously they trusted and believed in, went out and traded for him, picked up his fifth-year option. I like it. Second year with the coaching staff and what they're doing out there, I like it a lot. I can't front. I cannot
keep your eyes on the Panthers, right? So I think the only thing with the Panthers would be how they handle success. A fairly young team. So how would they handle success? They get on a 4-game, 5-game win streak. You know, are they going? You know, are they going to keep it up? So I like the Panthers though. Yeah. I like the Panthers though. Starting off 2-0, man. They looking good on both sides of the ball. I like what I'm seeing.
Yeah, that was good to see. What other game you want to get to, man? What other game you want to talk about?
Man, let's go with our coach, man. And you know, I
close game
coming into the game. I really thought it was gonna get ugly.
For our you and me both. I saw at least a touchdown victory.
Yeah, but they played them tough. They played well. Obviously, you know, coming out of the game, Carson Wentz injured. Not sure how that's going to play out.
I think he's going to be out, man. You know, shit. You know better than most. I know for me, I had some bad injuries, but you know that adrenaline, especially second half injuries, that adrenaline 9 times out of 10, you're going to get out there in the game and finish, yeah. And then maybe after the game they do an MRI, do something. You may be out 4 to 6 weeks after that, but you're going to get through that game. Yeah. Most of the time, you was on that tour though. Heavy torty. But I mean, Carson got to be on something. He came back. You know, you saw how quick he came back from that foot injury. Or maybe he's just a tough country boy. Who knows? I ain't going to put that on him. But either way, he didn't finish the game. So most of the times when you see that, you know, you're going to miss a couple weeks. So the defense, defense made some plays, especially in that second half. They came alive. They got a few back-to-back three and outs. Kyrie Willis created a turnover. Cooper Kupp, you know, he went off. He's been going off to start this season. Matt Ryan made some plays. You know, they lost a tough game. Aaron Donald ended up hurting our quarterback. Carson Wentz was running for his life, you know, most of the afternoon. But now I think he's going to be out. So now we got Eason, who got put in there in a tough spot. He got put in there against a very good defense, and they knew he had to drive the ball down the field, end up throwing a pick to Jalen Ramsey. But where do we go from here with the Colts, man?
Eason, man, he got a week to get right. I heard a little something about Foles, but
somebody put a bug in here about Foles.
I heard a little something, but I think you get Eason.
Breaking news! Oh shit! Breaking news!
Hey,
breaking news! Sources say Nick Foles may be heading to.
Nah. But I think Eason gets his shot this week. You know, he gets a week of preparation, knowing that he's going to be that starter next week. So
or Ellinger. You know, we thought it was going to be an automatic switch from Wentz to Eason earlier, and they gave kind of Ellinger a chance.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be shocked. But either way, whoever's back there, that O-line got to – they got to step up, get their shit together, you know, and that I feel like that backfield going to have to carry us in the defense, of course.
I'm
glad to see them kind of. But Carson wasn't the only quarterback to get banged up, knocked out his game. We had Carson Wentz, Tua down there in Miami, Andy Dalton, which gave Justin Fields a lot of his action, significant action. Tyrod Taylor out there in Houston, he's already been ruled out for Thursday Night Football. What other quarterbacks did we have get hurt? Like it was at least one more. But yeah, a lot of quarterbacks. So I feel like it's obviously a quarterback out there who I think we both agree is a top 32 guy.
Yeah.
He's reminded us of it. Cam Newton. You see Cam Newton, you know, you got Taylor Heineke too with Fitzpatrick being out, but I think Taylor's a good, you know, I think he's going to be there. Any of these teams you see a good fit for Cam?
So this is my thing with Cam, right? So you got to look at the quarterbacks and how long they're going to be out. So if the quarterbacks are going to be out for a long extended period of time, I see Cam coming in. But if it's a couple weeks, I don't see a team going out and bringing Cam in. That's just my
opinion. For a couple weeks,
I think for a couple weeks. That's my opinion. But, you know, I don't see him going out to Chicago. Obviously, you got Fields. I don't see him coming to Indy.
I mean,
maybe Miami.
Miami. I was about to say, yeah, yo.
Maybe Miami.
You know, it's a lot of one thing about this offense: a lot of speed, on this offense. A lot of guys you can get the ball too early and let them do something with it. Brissett, my dog Jacoby, you know, he had a rough one out. He had a rough go at it out there. I think you know he can figure it out and definitely play better going down. But I think Miami will be a good spot for him. Yeah, I do think Miami will be a good spot for him. So that will be the match I would like to see. You know, being a, you know, I got my Dolphin head over here. You know, being a Dolphin, I would like to see Cam down here, man. But we shall see. Like you said, if it's one of those teams that a guy will be out, and I don't know the significance of the injury with Tua yet. I know it was a rib, something.
It was ribs.
Yeah, so.
Ribs, I think that kind of comes down to pain tolerance with them ribs.
Yeah, ribs ain't no joke, boy.
Yeah, I didn't have ribs, but I had a bruised sternum, boy, and that was.
Oh yeah, the sternum. That shit, you can't even laugh. Them joints.
Oh, you can't laugh. You can't sneeze. You can't cough.
We got some on the other side. We talked about the 2-0 teams. There are any pretenders in there? Do we have any contenders amongst the 0-2 teams? Now, I picked the Falcons to cover yesterday, and I was feeling good for about 3.5 quarters. I'm like, hey, man,
and you don't even your own advice. You don't even take.
You're right. And you know, going forward, I'm gonna pick every game just for y'all, just because I've been doing it. But I'm gonna have a separate thing where I just pick like 5 games, and I'm gonna ride with that because. I'm tired of the NFL, man. But the Falcons, man.
Hey.
Woo! That shit got ugly quick. They started out. I'll tell you, the first 3 quarters, they were fighting. They were playing well. Matt Ryan was playing well. And then I think the back-to-back interceptions with Mike Edwards. Shout out to Edwards, man. Back-to-back pick sixes. You know, I don't think I've ever had that. I mean, I scored twice in 1 game in college, but never at a pro level. That's, you know, that's got to be a crazy feeling. But best 0-2 teams, man. You got Atlanta Falcons, the New York Jets, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Indianapolis Colts, the New York Giants, and then the Minnesota Vikings. These are only 6 0-2 teams. I feel like it's more. So everybody's either 1-1 or 0-2. So who's the best one out of this one?
The best one out of this one.
We can eliminate those first.
We can lift the first 3. Falcons, Jets, and Jazz. We can eliminate them. Yeah. Here, I'll probably go with. Man, it's.
You know, this is 0-2. You know, historically, it's been a rough hole to dig yourself out of. I'm going to go with. Damn, the Colts. I can't go with the Colts. I will go there if Wentz was still there because he has been playing well enough where I can see them getting hot and getting on the road. But I don't have a lot of faith in the backups there, honestly. Daniel Jones and this team, you know, first week they looked terrible. Second week they played well enough to win. The Vikings, they lost with a last second field goal yesterday, and they lost in overtime the week before that. So I would go with Minnesota on this one. I would go with Minnesota as the best 0-2 team right now.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah, I would go with Minnesota right there. You know, Vikings, they can score.
I would say the best chances, though, I would might give you an argument with New York just based off how that conference goes year in and year out. You know, them starting 0-2, you know, the Giants could really – they still could – it could be week 15 and you know, they still fighting. So, still in, but there, I agree with you in that Minnesota though.
Yeah, we're gonna go with Minnesota. We agree with the Minnesota. Now the Giants, the Lions or the Packers will join that list tonight as another 0-2 team. You said the Giants can win. I think what Dallas has shown so far this year, and I think we both picked them to win that division. I feel more comfortable about that than I did, obviously, when I picked it before the season. You know, they went out there and had a dogfight in L.A.
Yeah.
The refs, I think, helped them out a bit. I ain't going to lie. There was a lot of questionable calls in that game on both sides, but definitely on the Cowboys side. And then but that first game they had opening the season against the Bucks, I think they surprised everybody taking them toe-to-toe to the wire. So I say they run away with that division. I say it's gonna be an easy division that they win. So I'm not giving the Giants.
Long season, D, but they got 15 long, more, 15. Man. Anything can happen. It's a barring long an injury. Season.
Barring long an season. Injury, I say that's an easy win. Now, I just touched on the refs. What's your thoughts so
far? Talk about
maybe it might be me, man. What's your thoughts so far on these refs, man? Are they getting worse?
But man, you know, I think it's the conversation that we have a lot, man. It's the accountability, man. Because it's for you to have the replay and still be making some of these calls that you make, and this is it's tough. And then for the players, man, like you work hard to get to this point, right? And again, a lot of these games is going to be like one possession games. Yeah. So like
most of them,
some of these calls, and these calls are affecting the game, and it got to be some accountability. Accountability has to be held at some point.
Yeah, I'm of the thought they should have post game press conferences where they got to answer to some of these calls. Maybe they should be fined like we are when they, you know, because I mean it's like game changing stuff that I've seen. Some taunting penalties, which I think are absolutely horrible. It was one taunting penalty I think maybe should have been called. It was one on like Jared Cook that I thought he just went OD. I thought it was a stupid celebration after a touchdown against the Cowboys. That was called back anyway. But the taunting, I think the taunting rule is trash to begin with. I think
they got
to
throw that out.
Yeah, they got to throw that shit. I don't know who came up with that idea in the first place. Guys got to be able to show emotion, you know, making big plays. We grown-ass men out there. It's a big boys league. They got to throw that shit out. But besides that, I feel like it was too many plays where the penalty had no real effect on the play. And it's like the refs, right. The refs, in my opinion, shouldn't insert themselves in the game unless – they have to.
It's a
blatant hole, or you know, somebody did something that affected the play. You go and you throw that flag. But outside of that, man, like the one in the Ravens, was it a 2-point conversion when the Zeitler had like was a half a yard in the end zone, kind of fell for, and it had no effect on the play. So I think I think it's terrible, the taunting. And then a lot of these refs, I think you just don't insert yourself. I think they need to have a team meeting, like, hey guys, especially with the influx of sports betting. Because maybe that's why I'm more emotional about it. Because you watch the game, like, man, come on, man. I'm trying to gotta be done.
Something gotta be done. Something gotta be talked about. New York, they gotta something has to be done for sure.
Has to be done. That's it. But I'll be back. I'm gonna take my little minute break. We gonna get to a lot of these other things we gotta get to, man.
Yeah, we gonna talk. Man. Sure. Well, take your party break, man. Meanwhile, what's going on with y'all, man? Y'all show me some love. Ask some questions, man. While my man D Buck is away for a hot second. G.I. Joe 317, defense are at an unfair advantage, it seems. That's the truth, man. It's tough on the defensive side of the ball. obviously, you know, it's fun playing on that side, man. But it's just a lot that we can't do on that side of the ball, which is frustrating. Bryce, should I be worried about the Chargers, man? I think the Chargers are going to be good. I don't think, you know, obviously my co-host D Butt, he loves Herbert, the quarterback. I think that will be fine. I think they're going to be all right. Don't panic yet. Ty Life TV, what's the best all-around coverage to run? In my opinion, and based off your personnel, obviously, I think your personnel, the type of players you have on your defense kind of dictates what the coverage, the best coverage to run. So in my eyes, if I had the personnel that I needed to run a defense, it would be cover four. It would be a cover four. My front seven will be able to stop the run, and then I'll have an umbrella on the back end where my DBs could play ball. So if I could do it my way, I'd definitely be a cover four guy. SMAB, what happened to them Howard boys Saturday, man? Man, them young boys, they played tough, man. Played tough. Shout out to Hampton Institute. They got the win. But on the defensive side of the ball, man, we gave up a lot of nonsense. That's what I'll say. But salute to them boys, man, being able to get back out there on that field, man. It's Howard all day. H-U, baby. Nicholas Riley Popovich. AB, is Matt Rhule a better coach than Urban, or is it just a difference in personnel? Man, I think he's a you know, from what I've seen, and I'm sitting on the couch looking at the TV, I'll say yeah. But again, I don't know what Urban is coaching out there. I've never been in the meet room, so I can't say that he's not a good coach. Obviously, he has history of, you know, doing some things on the college level. But what Matt Rhule, what he did at Baylor, and then what he was able to do so far here in his second season with the Panthers, man. You know, Matt Rhule, man, he's doing his thing.
Good thing.
Definitely how he turned that Baylor program around.
Yeah, and they're building the program. They're building the program, yeah. Right? The you know, the organization, they, like we talked about earlier, what they're doing in the draft. And, you know, it wasn't the sexiest thing. Nobody wants to get a head coaching job, and the first seven draft picks you make are all on the defensive side of the ball. But you see it paying dividends now. It's definitely mm-hmm. hard to say who's the better coach, you know, especially this early on. But
yeah, yeah.
We all expected a rough one for Jacksonville, at least this year. I did.
Tone, what do you think of Clyde Edwards-Helaire fumble? It was tough. We kind of talked about it earlier. But you got to hold on to the ball. I mean, no ifs, ands, buts about that. Got to hold on to the ball. Critical time in the game. Like, oh, shit, any point in the game, you got to hold on to the ball. You don't want to give it back. So that was tough, man. But, young boy, he going to bounce back. You know, he's sick right now, though.
Yeah, he is. Long season, though. A lot of ball left. Heard you talk about that quarters coverage, too, man. I'm right there with you if you got the personnel. That's definitely the coverage I would run. And don't panic on those charges just yet.
Yeah, I would say cover four, or if I had the personnel, I would be 3-4, 5-zone.
Like a match type fire match, zone.
Yep.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Personnel is the ultimate it's dictator key. Of that though.
Yeah, that's key.
I think. Let's get to a couple. Matter of fact, before we get to these mailbags, early MVP candidates. We got the ageless wonder Tom Brady, who started off on fire. Kyler Murray, who, I mean, he just looking like a Madden video game out there so far. And then Derek Carr, he's doing some special things. Who else out there should be in the race right now? Obviously it's way too early, but
way too early.
Two teams again.
So you could sneak maybe a Dak.
Dak has been playing well. Dak has been lighting it up.
Dak's been playing well. Offensive side of the ball. Who else?
Who else y'all think?
Derrick Henry had a huge game yesterday.
Yeah.
So you know,
Stafford. I mean, if he keeps winning, he's gonna keep putting up numbers. I think he could be in the conversation. So yeah, a lot of quarterbacks.
You're gonna start listening to your boy,
Russell Wilson's stats yesterday. I know they lost, but I think he was 22 for 31, 343, two touchdowns, no pick. So yeah, I'm about to have to
Chandler Jones.
I'm about to have to reassess my NFC West quarterback. Gather new information.
Hey. with the old information you had, I don't know why you took that dumbass tape. Rather new information. You must have had the wrong. You must have had the old edition textbook. You know,
man. That was what you was thinking about.
and you know what? But you know what I like. You know what I respect about you, D. But
hey, man.
Like you gonna stand on your dumbass takes, right? So regardless of whatever
until
it is, you gonna stand
on
it. So the time is moving. So I do respect that about you. You know what I mean?
You know, you gather.
You gonna give a crazy explanation about why your theory is right.
I mean, damn, Jimmy G.
Make it sound good.
He looked terrible. Man. His stats didn't look good. 22 for 30, 189 yards, one pick. I mean, one touchdown, no pick. I mean, he looked terrible. I thought the play caller was suspect too. I think Trey Lance probably takes over a little sooner than I expected over there, but woo!
So
might be dead ass last, matter of fact.
And I was just about to say that. Like your take was like they had the best quarterback situation. They had the worst quarterback situation.
Dead ass last, boy. Woo! Because Russell, obviously, he starts out like this. Matt Stafford, he's looking great. Kyler Murray, sheesh. I mean, I heard during the broadcast that he was considering playing baseball too. I know he was the 9th overall pick in the MLB draft. First guy to get drafted in the first round in two sports. I mean, this is wild. But yeah, man, beep, beep,
hey,
beep,
hey,
beep. Oh, man, off that one, man. Players mess up.
Yeah,
man.
They definitely do. They definitely do. So let's go out here. Like we talking about the Niners. Now, San Fran and Philly. I think you had Philly in this game.
San Fran 2-0.
Yeah.
2-0. I had Philly. I had them upsetting at home, but San Fran did enough to win. It was a stank game.
It was stank game, yeah. You just touched on the quarterback situation over there with the 49ers. Another guy that you're really, really big on, Hurts. So how do you feel about his play so far?
I still like him, man. I'm still high on him. You got a young coach out there, young head coach Nick Sirianni. Still high on Hurts, though, man. I think he'll ultimately at the end of the season, he'll be the second best quarterback in that division. I really like, you know, how his future looks going forward. We know his work ethic. I've been following him since his days at Alabama. He's one of those stoic type leaders that's going to put the work in. He's always in offense by himself. Everything breaks down. He can run and scramble for 15, 20 yards. So I like him. I like him a lot. I still like him, man. We had a big touchdown, a dime he threw that was called back because the corner Demo out there pushed him out of bounds. Receiver got to stay on that red line. You got to get to that red line and give your quarterback some space to the outside to kind of lead you over the top of the outside and DBs. You got to get him off that line. So great job by the young corner out there.
Yeah.
But I'm still high on Hurts. I still like him.
I'm high on that team, man.
A team. They lost Brandon Graham, though. They lost Brandon Graham for the year.
That's tough.
That's tough. Not only what he does on the field, but off the field, he's a leader. If you remember in that Super Bowl victory, he made a huge, you know, pretty much game-changing play that forced fumble on Brady. So that's a big loss to have up front. But I still like Jalen Hurts, man.
Okay. Man, let's keep it in the NFC East, man. The Dallas against the Chargers, the Cowboys against the Chargers, week two. I think we both had the Chargers in this one. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, Herbert.
I didn't know that was going to be played against the refs at home.
But.
Stress me out.
What do you think, man?
What I like the Cowboys, man. Cowboys
looking good.
Yeah, the defense, Diggs, man.
Playing well.
I like him. I like him, man. I like Parsons at the end. He had, I think, four quarterback hurries, had a sack. They create turnovers. Trevon Diggs had a – he made a great play on that over route in man coverage, yeah. which you don't see much. KZ had a big-time pick. My dog Malik Hooker got out there. He's healthy. Good to see him back out there. So, I like – and obviously, you know what they are on offense. You know Dak is going to move the ball and put up points. So,
yeah.
I like Dallas. I like the trajectory, and I still like him to win that division by a couple games. And then, you know, not panicking, not pulling the plug on the Chargers yet. You know how I feel about the quarterback. Derwin James, he looks like he's back healthy and looking good. Bosa a little limpy there, but he's making plays. I like him, man. I like both of these teams, actually. It was a good game. Good game.
Great
game. I didn't think the Chargers punted that game. Crazy. Red zone turnovers, some other things. But hold on. I know we talked about – we touched on the MVP candidates. We got to show – you know we got the videos now. We got a couple video mailbags. We got one from our producer, Tone. We got one from DQ, Man to Man alum. And then we also got – we got to show a couple of these highlights, though. Which one you want to – we got the Oklahoma interception. You got to get this one for – I got to get your reaction on this joint here.
Yeah.
Because I hate that you can't hear Gus Johnson on the call. But, I mean, have you seen – have you seen a better interception in a game,
man? In a
that was snag, but
that was horizontal.
Tough.
Yeah, horizontal. Yeah, that was tough. That might be number one that
the
I've seen.
He cuffed that. That was, man.
That was tough right there.
So we're gonna go through these three. We're going to go through these three, and I want y'all to vote on the best one at AB as well. So that's one in college. You know we don't watch. Oh, my gosh. This little dude here. Yeah, he got to be number one in the MVP race. I know what Brady's doing out there, but how he got up out of there, let me see that one more time. Because this throw, the escape is one thing.
Upfield shoulder, 9-1. Upfield shoulder.
Hey, flip this up. Wait, coach him up real quick.
Hey, 9-1, you got to go to that upfield shoulder.
Especially upfield a guy like shoulder. That. Yeah, how he turned, squared them shoulders up. Oof. So that's number two. And then what ended up being the game winner out in Pittsburgh, Derek Carr.
Woo!
Henry Ruggs, man, big speed. That's what made him the first receiver draft. I think this was 61 yards. Oof. Bonds of a bad dad. So what's number one out of those three, man?
Oh, you had him in order.
Okay. I thought so.
You had him in order.
Yeah, I thought so. But that interception, man. Now a lot of people, all the nerds jumped into my comments. Hey, they should have batted that down. It was fourth down after that.
Ain't nobody batting that down, man. Let me get this pick, man. Get out of here. Coach, it's so crazy.
I know as a player, you're going to pick it off. If you're a coach, are you mad that he picked that off? Or are you like, how you feel about that?
Look at here, man. I'm excited for my young. I'm on the fence.
Let me see the game. Okay, so fourth quarter, 8 minutes left.
And we up 23-19. We up there 23-9, man. 23-9. Pick that young fella.
Offense got to go out there and do their job.
Man, pick that young fella.
Yeah, I'm going to need this.
Hey, pick that young fella.
I'm going to need this. That's a lifetime highlight. Any highlight tape he make, I don't care if he go play in the league for 12 years, that's going to be number one on your highlight tape, young fella. So,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man. Let's get a couple of these mailbags. Video mailbags. We got first one, Tone.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the video mailbag portion of the Man to Man Pod. You can send your videos 50 seconds or less to db20toab41 dbab42@gmail.com. That's db22ab41@gmail.com. You can be part of the show. We'll answer your question. I'll kick it off with the first one. Antoine Darius, the Bills skunked the Dolphins yesterday. Have you ever been on the field and got the big old goose egg? If so, how does that feel to be on the sideline knowing that, you know, there's nothing you can do on the offensive side to gain points? How does that defensive mentality change for you once you're out there?
Ooh,
man.
You played for 14 years, so I know you'd have been on the wrong side of a few of these, as have I.
We went down to New Orleans, and it was Drew Brees. It was, might have been like 40-something to zero at halftime. So we had to go in at halftime. Wait, and actually,
this is the Colts? You know the Colts?
Yes. 2-14. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That was the longest game. That was one game where I was like, man, I wish they'd just be like, come into the locker room. Like, look, all right, y'all can just go ahead to the crib. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like one of those things. It was like, you can say as much as you want to say, and it was just like, yo, like, whatever we do, it's not working.
Yeah, that's what the D coordinators be like, hey, man, at least the offense, they got an opportunity to go out there. All right, you go three downs, y'all can punt. On defense, you can't punt. You know, you just got to, if you don't have answers, you just going to keep getting punished.
Oh, man.
We didn't get skunked, but it was one game in my football career where I had that same feeling like, man, I wish they could just call this shit. I wish lightning strike, somebody fall out of the stand, something. We need
an active guard
right now to just end this, because we had no answer. We playing West Virginia, and they had Pat White at quarterback, Steve Slayton in the backfield, and it was absolutely nothing we could do on D. They probably ran for 400 plus yards, like no exaggeration. I knew it got ugly and bad when our D line coach / D coordinator at the time came to the sideline and told the defensive line, "Hey, they snapped the ball. Y'all just..." I said, "Yeah." I looked at the man, Ty. I said, "Oh yeah, this shit over with, man. I might pull this up, bro." But that was,
like you said,
it's bad.
It's no feeling like when you out there and I get back to the end of the game. I get back to the locker and look at my phone, and everybody like, "Hey, look, it's just one game, man. Y'all just get ready for next week. Hey, you healthy?" That's when you know it's real, right?
That's when the coach coming out. "Hey, you came out clean.
You healthy? Hey, you came out good. You come out good." All right. That's when you know it's real. And it got ugly. You know, all the coaches, they'll come in the locker room, they'll walk around the locker room, shake your hand, either say good game. Or on the flip side, the only question they ask is, "Hey, you healthy? You get out good? All right, cool. All right, we see you in the morning."
See you
in the morning. Oh,
man. Oh, that's when you come in that next day, that Monday, and you're like, "Hey, we're not even going over adjustments, corrections, none of that. We just, you know, on to our next opponents." Or you pull a Rex Ryan and go bury the ball.
I think that week it was like, "All right, we're gonna pull like five clips that we need to work on." Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this, we can't pass over this. We'll give you five clips. Shit, it's gonna be an early Monday.
I want to see none of that shit, Coach. Matter of fact, Coach, just give us the day off. Like, we all need to just go home and recalibrate. Woo, man. So, and you know, you can't turn on no. And now, shit, you got social media now. So,
you're going to hear
it.
ESPN.
Woo, man. That should be ugly, man. But, yeah, it's tough. That's a rough one, man. But you can't wait till that next game. I tell you,
man,
that
what?
But, we got one more with DQ, man.
D-Butt, AB, what up, man? It's DQ. I got a question for the both of y'all. Because we all spent time in Indy, we all know how important it is not to start the season off 0-2, because your chances of making the playoffs is like less than 12%. So my question for the both of y'all, is it time to panic with the Colts?
Yes, that's my answer. What's your answer?
I think so, just because I think the Carson Wentz injury It's tough on our team. I think Carson Wentz being out, not knowing how long he's going to be out, I think that's tough, man. And yeah, I just think that's going to be a tough.
I'm with you, man. I'm hitting the panic button. If they lost that game the way they lost it, and then you know Carson was still healthy, you start getting some guys back healthy. I'm good. We don't know how long Carson's going to be out. I'm panicking. And even before Carson went out, a lot of questionable play calls in that that red zone, man. Red zone offense, man. You can't get down there, you know, in the four, in the five, within the 10 yards and not come away with points, not come away with a touchdown. So definitely discouraged by that. The only, I guess, good thing is nobody's, you know, the Titans, they look good 1 week. This past week and the week before they didn't. Houston, you know, they got injuries, a quarterback in there. Houston, you know, Jacksonville, they look like they're going to struggle this year. So that's the only, I guess, solace. But I would hit the panic button because Carson's, you know, his health status is up in the air. And I don't see So, yeah, I would hit the panic button there. I think we got – let me see if Tone might have – we got another mailbag question that's not a video.
Yeah, we do.
Well, Pat, my dog Pat asks, is it time for the Steelers to move on from Big Ben? I mean, shit, they can't now. What are you going to move on to? You got Dewey, you got Dwayne Haskins, you got Mason Rudolph. Like, I mean, you got to address this in the draft. I think they could have potentially went and got that quarterback, Trask, out of Florida this year. They did it. They went and got Najee Harris. But what's your thoughts on – I think we kind of touched on it a little bit early. What's your thoughts on moving on from Big Ben, though?
Yeah, I think we I think he's deserved it where, you know, a couple more weeks and see what that play looks like, what his play looked like. I think he's deserved that. As a vet out there, future Hall of Famer, I believe. But I think, you know, if you week five, week six – and it's not looking better, man. I think you got to start looking at the future. What do we have?
You got to start right draft now looking at the future. Yeah, you can't. There's nowhere to go for him right now.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, man. So Nikita asked, do you even watch the film? I watch the film personally, but as a team, if I'm a coach, if it's a certain type of spanking, like, I don't even want that in your head. My little brother Denzel said, nah, you got to watch the whole film. I agree with that. Personally, you go and watch your own joint and maybe tell yourself, shit, I wasn't the reason we lost. Or you might be the reason y'all lost, one of the reasons y'all lost. So next day of practice, Tom said, got to be awkward. Nah, actually, at least in my experience, you know, sometimes, like I said to AB when it first got the question, you play long enough, you're going to have those days. And you better find some comic relief in it. Because if you are in a you had a 2-14 season, so I'm sure it kind of, you know, if you pile it on loss after loss after loss, it is tough. But I wouldn't say it's too awkward. I haven't had that experience where it's very awkward. It happens.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's a good question though. Some good questions.
Great question.
But yeah, man, appreciate y'all. Another great Monday, another overreaction Monday. We'll see y'all Thursday.
Yeah.
Picks. Somebody asked about the picks. How did bet go this week? It was stank for me. Nobody beat. I think bet was stank for me.
On heads up. I think I went 10-5.
Oh, okay. You better than me. I'm trying to break even tonight.
But then on I don't know what I was on against the spread. Yeah.
We agreed on a lot of them, so it ain't too hot. But I'm around 500 with the money lines, and then against the spread, it was stank. What's your pick for the night though? I know the line has moved from 12.5 to 11.5 in the Packers' favor. I got the Packers winning.
I got Packers winning. I think the Lions might cover tonight.
I got the Lions covering too.
I think the Lions cover tonight.
It might be officially fade the butt season at least, but I got the Lions covering. think the Packers come out look better, but division rival,
yeah,
not rival, division opponent, should I say? I think they cover, but hopefully we get another good game, man.
That's all hopefully we ask for. Another
good, yeah, that's all we can ask for, man. Appreciate y'all once again, man.
Y'all start y'all week off strong, baby.
Tell a friend to tell a friend, like AB said, start your week off strong. Get a workout. You got your workout in today already?
Hey, I'm about to go right now, baby.
I
knew it looked like it, you know what I'm saying, with the T hugging the arms and shit, but I'm about to go right now.
I ain't been posting my workout, like, you know what I'm saying, but I'm on day 22 of Grind with Prime Time. Got 13 days left, you know what I'm saying, back out here, man. I'm going to be on the Pat McAfee show today, 2:15, you know what I'm saying, holler at me, right, Overreaction man. Monday, hit them likes, tell a friend, y'all rock with us, man.
Peace.
Yeah, there.